So, Raven, it all started after I was picking up dinner for my family. I was walking back to my car, which is filthy, filthy dirty. My husband went off-roading or something with it. It's like a, it's a hot mess. I don't know what he did. So I'm buckling my toddler into her car seat, right? And she's flailing all over the place and going crazy. And I'm like struggling with her as per usual.
Typical behavior.
Yeah. And my 12-year-old Hayden is walking around the back of the car to get in on the other side.
Sure.
So I hear her yell, "Ma!" And I'm like, "What?" As I'm like struggling with Dakota. And she's like, "What does lava me mean?" I go, "What?" She goes, "What does lava me mean?" I go, "What are you talking about?" So I walk to the back of the car.
Yeah.
And somebody had taken what I assumed to be their finger.
Sure.
And they wrote lava me on the back of my windshield. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her. I go, "Señora Perez told me that you were doing really well in your Spanish class."
Right. So what does this mean?
So lava me means wash me in Spanish. Somebody who obviously speaks Spanish wrote lava me on the back of my car. So I started, I looked at it. I go, "Huh.
Hmm.
It's been a long time since I've seen anybody write wash me or, you know, let alone lava me, but on any windshield." Like, I think that that's one of those things you just don't do anymore. It's not cool anymore. It's just out of date.
I'm guessing it was somebody else's student who is relatively good in Spanish and thought they were going to be clever to draw it on there. It does feel a little bit like an immature thing. It used to happen all the time, though. Right.
Yes.
Now, when you see something drawn on the back of a car, it tends to be in spray paint and it's on the back of a truck. And you say to yourself, "Wow, that's a neighborhood that I don't want to be unloading in." And
yeah,
sometimes the messages are questionable. So it could have been worse.
I mean, it's certainly harmless. Like wash your car.
You might have scratched my window. I don't know. They say a lot about that dirt under the finger. That's abrasion.
But I guess, you know, like when something sticks with you. So now I'm driving home and there's like a ton of traffic behind me. And
you've got a head hung low in shame.
Oh, my God. It says lava me on the back of my car.
Right.
Huge. It says lava me. And then I just, you know, I giggled. And then I went home and I said to my husband, "Can you get this car washed?" And,
right.
You know, he took care of it. But I was thinking about it and I was like, there's a lot of things that were old school, harmless, kind of fun things that we would do that you would never get away with now. Also, I was thinking about it yesterday, Raven, was that there was a punch bug, a Volkswagen punch bug car.
Yeah.
Remember
you
when
play punch buggy,
punch bug.
No punchbacks, right?
Right, yeah. You'd be like punch bug and then you would punch whoever, you know.
Right, you can't do that anymore.
You can't do that.
It's kind of like bullying, actually. I think that that's how it looked. It's looked upon. Physical games, right, where you're harming somebody else. Unless it's football, nope, can't really do it.
Yeah, nobody does punch, like, punch buggy, boom!
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
Yeah, there's
anymore.
A lot of things you can't do anymore that you could do before.
Like what?
Like, you can't leave your kids in the car while you're running the store. Back in the 60s and 70s, man, in the 80s, they just leave kids in cars all the time.
Yeah, but you
sometimes running, sometimes not running. You can't do that anymore.
You definitely should not ever. No,
nope.
Never.
You can't leave your car running outside the store by, you know, in fact, in itself, because it'll just disappear.
Right. I never understood why people did that. My family would never just leave our car running. But I remember we would go in like a parking lot and I'd be like, "This is car running? Somebody's
right.
car is just running here?"
Yeah. People leave it to run in the store all the time, especially like a gas station you're going in for one or two items or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't prop the gas hose open on the tank on your car anymore and then walk away. People used to do that all the time, man. You would wedge anything inside that gas hose thing and just let that thing run forever and then hope that it wouldn't explode.
Yeah. What's just not cool anymore? You used to get away with it back in the day, but now nobody does that anymore. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Call or text. It's Ann on Raven. Mooning. I forgot all about mooning.
Oh, yeah. Mooning used to be the jam. And now if you moon somebody, you could end up on some sort of registration list.
Yes. It's Ann on Raven. What's just not cool anymore? Somebody wrote lava me on the back of my car because it was so filthy dirty, which translates in Spanish to English to wash me. And I was like, nobody writes wash me on the back of cars anymore.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you just don't do. You remember what you used to do that you can't do now? One of those things would be riding a bike without a helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, you try and get on a bike without a helmet, like, you ought to be terrified. The stuff that they tell you, the stats that are out there, you got to put on a helmet. You want to ride to the end of your driveway.
Somebody also wrote on our text line, drive with your kids in the front seat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
That was a big one, man.
What's just not cool anymore? 1-800-330-9999. It's Ann on Raven.
Prank phone calling.
Prank phone calling. Nobody does prank phone calls anymore.
Right.
Yes.
Well, no, because there's caller ID. They'll call you right back. I mean, right. The caller ID, they call you right back. They know exactly who you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the technology passed you by on that one. But you're right. It used to be a great pastime to prank call.
Middle school, remember? I remember all my girlfriends would sit in a corner. We would just prank call people. We're like, is your refrigerator running? You better catch it. Like, it was so funny.
We did it at parties.
Yeah, my mother was actually just telling me the other day that my niece has been prank calling her. She doesn't understand the concept of caller ID. So she calls all the time, and my mom plays along.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's just not cool anymore?
Back in the day, they used to rub whiskey on a baby's gums if it was teething. So not only did that numb the gums so it wouldn't hurt, but it also helped the baby to sleep.
Yeah, Raven, now we just give him Benadryl.
No, Raven, to this day, every time I complain about my toddler Dakota that she's, you know, she's having a fit in the tantrum.
Get the bourbon.
Every single time. That's what he tells me to do. I'm like, Raven, there's laws against that now.
A sprinkle of bourbon.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's like an old school thing that just isn't cool anymore?
Giving the finger, flipping the bird.
I agree.
Anna hates it.
I hate it.
Yeah,
I think it's so old people. I really, really do.
I don't know what the ageism has to do with it, but nowadays I would just say you can't flip the bird because you just don't know what the reaction is going to be. People can go straight off the handle. That's a problem. Back in the day, though, the 70s, sideburns, feathered hair, Anazap, Trans Ams, the bird, oh, yeah, you could do that. And you could peel out of the driveway and pull away and look cool.
Nobody looks cool giving the finger. No one.
You don't look cool peeling out either. You look like a crazy person.
Right. Neither of those things are cool
or
anymore.
Your traction control is broken. Something.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's not cool anymore?
Giving kids wedgies is just like totally not cool anymore.
Does anybody give wedgies anymore? No, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, me at 45, it would be frowned upon. If you found me on school grounds handing out wedgies, no. I don't think anybody is doing that, and I hope that they're not.
What
I don't want to read about anybody
wedgie?
Doing that.
But what if we give you a wedgie? Can I give you a wedgie just to see?
One adult to another adult wedgie, that's assault. Remember they give you like a turn burn? They twist your skin? None of those either.
Oh, yeah. My cousin used to do this thing called the bee bites where it would pinch. He'd be like, you know what that is? I'd be like, what? And then he would just pinch my arm really tight. And he'd be like, bee bite. And it would hurt so much.
Yeah, you ain't no kind of friend.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's just not cool anymore?
Oh, hey, guys. Smoking indoors is just not cool anymore.
Well, it seems like pretty much everywhere agrees with you, right? I mean,
yeah.
All the buildings are shut, that's for sure, right? It used to be, though, you could do it anywhere, plane or whatever. When you see it on television now, it's so jarring to see somebody smoke inside. Even when I see somebody smoking on television in a house that's supposed to be theirs, it still jars me.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
You can't smoke anywhere inside anymore.
Can't do it. If there's a roof, you are not smoking there.
What do you think is just not cool anymore? You can head to our Facebook page, let us know there. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.